Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestradino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here on the last week of August 25th, 2020, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news
is back again, and we got some great stories to talk about here with our Action News AF team. Here's a man who has lived through a record-setting month in the state of Arizona. Here is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I mean, I'm sweaty, but I'm doing good. And it's not record-setting month, it's record-setting year.
Yeah.
Here in Arizona, we've had the most days, I believe, ever on record above 110 and the most days above 100. And I don't know if that's consecutive or what, but that was like a month ago when they announced this news. Mm-hmm. So when they announced this news in like the middle of July, you're like, we are in for a fantastic 2020. You know, a lot of people have been complaining about the year, but we're down here in Arizona just crushing records like it ain't no thing. You know,
we great. Now you got a story to tell your grandkids.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I lived through 2020, the record breaking heat. Even your little girl can say she went to school in temperatures over 110 every day.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I love talking about the weather down here. It's great. It's a dry heat. I'm still battling rodents, but there's a block of four houses here and we have it by far the least. All the other three houses are rodent infested.
Yeah, what do you mean you're battling rodents?
Dude, yeah. What is this? Rodents of unusual size?
No. Kangaroo rats. Regular kangaroo house rats. Mice.
Well, that sounds
field
fun.
Mice. Yeah, they are fun. They are fun, actually, but not like in your backyard because they dig through stuff.
Do they hop really high or do they walk on 2 feet or do they
walk on
couch?
2 feet mostly. Yeah. They mostly bounce on 2 feet. Yeah. And and then you have regular rats and then you have ground squirrels and there's just a bunch of stuff that you're just battling. And so I have been very proactive in hosing out any rodents I see in my backyard and spreading repellent that like has stuff that like kind of is annoying to them. And I've been really proactive about keeping the rodents away from my house. And two of the houses, there's nobody living there. And you can just see that the rodents are just having their way with those houses.
But it's Steve. All worth it for those mild winters.
Exactly. It really is. And it really is. The mild winters, dude. I'm going to send you videos of me out there in my no shirt in like 60 degree weather, just loving life.
Why don't you also send me pictures of you battling rodents with your sweat soaked outfit at 150 degree weather?
This is what I did to the last one. I saw it. It went up this little hole in a drainage hole. I put a hose up it until the rodent came out. Then I used the pressure of the hose to pin it to the ground. slopped it in a bucket and tossed it over my back fence.
Oh, wow. Now we know how your neighbors have so many rodents. They're like, do not go to house number four. House number two and three, vacant.
Yeah.
And you just chuck them into their, catapulted them into the other houses that are empty. Smart.
But Danny, this seems appealing to you, that this is almost like some of those fight scenes from Krull.
Dude, it's fun.
When the rodent comes out of their mask after, you know how they always have that thing that crawls out? That's what Tyson's fighting.
Yeah. So I've been actually winning the war here on the prairie, I guess you would call it, the desert. So that's been good. And we had the wild pigs in our backyard, but you know, I could go on and on and on, but really what we want to get into, and we're not going to get into it till much, much later, is, the Big Brother updates. Mm-hmm. But Janelle on Big Brother did say that, Rob, Boston Rob, Parv, and myself are her three favorite Survivor contestants on stream. So
yeah,
got that going for me.
Okay.
And Danny's going to hit you with the hot takes of all the Big Brother news at the very
end. Oh, I saw some of the contestants' names, and I'm like, I should memorize these. Then I'll sound like I'm really in the know. And
I thought you were going to say, even those names bother me.
No, I...
You like the names?
No, I was just going to be like, I'll memorize those, and then I'll throw them at Tyson and Rob and make it sound like I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Nope, didn't stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have squirrels and chipmunks too that come in. Rabbits also, I guess, count as rodents. They're there too. They're eating my cactuses down, dude.
Is that good? Or is this
bad? Oh. I have my cactus. I have my cactus are my landscaping.
Oh,
why don't you change your Nature with Tyson to Rodent Battles, starring Tyson Apostle?
Rodent Wars.
Rodent Wars. Some of that is NSFW.
Oh, well, that's what makes it so spicy.
No, it's not NSFW, but it's hard because I got to focus and I'm trying to like be kind of humane about it. But also I don't want a rat in my yard or in my house more particularly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Okay. Danny, real quick, how are you doing?
Not battling rodents.
Yeah.
So my life is already just with that fact alone. Upturn. So much better than Tyson's.
Yeah.
Also, it's been over 100 a couple days. So again, one up on Tyson. But yeah, my kid broke his arm yesterday morning. He's here with me.
Upstairs. What was he doing?
Monkey bars. I guess monkey bars are really as dangerous as they've always said they were.
The ones where you go across?
Yeah. Yep. Kids don't know how to just take the impact. So they throw their arms back. I'm guessing, you know, like swing, let go, fall backwards, put your arm back to brace yourself. Bam. Snapped his, those two bones. What is it? Tibia and fibia?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Radius and ulna.
Radius one of those. And ulna.
That's more in the elbow, isn't it?
Is that, well, I'm surprised I know that many bones of the body.
Yeah.
But he broke two of them and I can't look at those pictures or the x-rays, or Liz wanted to show me videos of his floppy arm.
Jeez. All the way flopped, all the way broke through.
Yeah, it was like it was all curved. I don't like seeing that kind of stuff. That's worse than watching Tyson battle rodents.
So Liz did like an Instagram shoot while he was on the ground with his broken arm.
No. The school called. It happened at school.
Oh, it happened at school?
Yeah. So she took a picture of it when she picked him up.
Oh, dude, time to lawyer up, bro.
Yeah.
I did wonder about that. The school must get injured kids all the time. Where's the disclosure? I mean, I'm not going to sue. Obviously, it was my kid's fault. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the school must get kind of worried when kids get injured. You know, like their butt probably clenches super tight every time that happens. Because who knows when the lawyer's going to show up.
Listen to this. My brother felt they used to have the big slides when we were children, like that were like 15 feet high. And you'd climb up the ladder and go down them. My brother fell off the very top of that. A kid pushed him over, landed on his head on the outside, and was in a coma for a week.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Danny, that it's not funny.
Laughed at first. I didn't,
this is what's crazy. The principal came into the hospital. Everybody worth anything, like the superintendent of the district, all these people came into the hospital to check in on him. They had the entire school, each kid in the entire school, make a card for him. And then they made him a video. They sent him presents. They sent him balloons. It was crazy. And at the time, I didn't realize why they were doing all of that stuff. But now I was like, they were trying to save their asses.
100%.
Yeah.
And your brother in response sent a team of the finest lawyers.
We really should have, especially because he got pushed by somebody.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least you know, that's a tough one. Like you don't, I don't know about suing the school, but that kid, I hope something happened to that kid. I mean, he's probably in jail now. So I mean, in the long run,
sounds like Linden, Utah. So it was either he's either working for the city in jail or extremely wealthy.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe two out of three.
Yeah. Maybe two out of three.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about some of our big news stories happening at this hour. And here we are, August 25th. And we have some big news coming from Starbucks. 2020, down year for everybody. People are upset. Starbucks has the answer. This year, pumpkin spice latte coming in earlier than normal.
When will Christmas come in? You know what I mean? Like, is this a trend? October the fall 10th. Trend?
Yeah.
Oh, is that you? Are you laying that down? October 10th is when
Christmas
we hear
Christmas. October this year.
October 10th is your Christmas prediction. I like pumpkin spice stuff, but I don't prefer Starbucks, which is weird. I like all the other pumpkin spice. I love pumpkin spice donuts. I love pumpkin spice ice cream. I love all that. But pumpkin spice and coffee together is not for me.
Mm-hmm. So, but are you okay with it happening this early in the season? I think is what we're discussing.
I'll go for a pumpkin spice donut year round.
Year round.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you get a pumpkin spice donut year round, I would do that.
Yeah. They're moving up the launch from where it was last year, only a couple days earlier, but it creeps
more and more.
It's like the NBA season going the other way, where you're like, remember when we used to watch the finals in like February? And now, like when we were kids, it was like the finals are in February, I think. Mm-hmm. Now they're like in July. I know this year is unique.
Yeah,
They're in June. And
they're gonna be in September this year.
They are typically in June, Rob, but they weren't always in June.
Yeah, it started earlier.
They used to be in May. They used to be in April. Yeah. I don't remember how early they were when I was a child, but I remember the first year they were in June. I was like, this is crazy. Basketball in the summer doesn't make sense.
The problem is if this slowly gets its way all the way out into midsummer, then the specialness of it all is destroyed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like people look forward to the pumpkin spice showing up in October. It's a little thing, a little gift to themselves that they can indulge in those cold autumn.
No, I don't think so. I think some of that stuff is true, actually, but like.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. Break the news that. So it's today. Today is pumpkin spice day.
Yeah, it is too hot outside for pumpkin spice. I'm saying that right now.
But maybe they do an iced pumpkin spice.
It doesn't matter. It's boiling hot. I don't want to see pumpkin. I want to hear about pumpkins. Ice. Pumpkins are a fall thing.
Oh,
it doesn't,
it's too hot outside to have any pumpkin flavoring. What about pumpkin curry at a Thai restaurant?
Well, that's a different culture. Oh, pumpkins don't mean the same thing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Look, there's little things that are seasonal that make the season, right? Just like the smells, the sights, the sounds, those are what makes that moment special. Uh-huh. If you stretch out that moment too long, eventually it loses all of its power and it becomes completely just a limp noodle. It's like nobody cares.
So you think buying my kids presents pretty much every goddamn day of the year lessens the specialness of Christmas for these kids?
Yes. Thank you, Tyson. 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. But I'm going to list my top donuts.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice donut is number one all year round. If you could get me a pumpkin spice donut, that would be number one year round. And as soon as pumpkin spice is in, that's the only donut I'll eat. And as soon as it's out, I have to defer to number two, which is blueberry cake donut.
Wow.
And I think everybody knows
that. Is there a three?
Blueberry cake donut.
Is there a third?
Yeah.
Oh man. I mean, I'll eat most donuts, but those are like really my go-to. If they don't have one of those two, I'm disappointed.
Okay. Now, do you think that with 2020 being, something that people are trying to yada yada get to whatever comes next, even though it'll probably be, you know,
bad,
similar, right? Do you think that people are trying to, okay, let's get the pumpkin spice out earlier. Okay, get the Halloween earlier. Let's get to Thanksgiving earlier. Let's just like start getting to these seasons earlier in a way so that we're trying to trick ourselves into the year is going by faster.
No. No, these are corporations trying to get first in line to make the most money out of a seasonal thing.
And make it look like they're doing something for the benefit of the public when it's
like the start of a race. It's the start of the race. Those annoying people who are jostling to get to the front, bumping everybody to the side.
That's the worst. And you're like, dude, they're the way this worst. Is a 100-mile run. Yeah. It's going to take you a minimum of 24 hours. Why are you pushing me out of the way for an extra 6 inches?
Yep. And that's these dudes.
I start mountain bike races in the back now. If I ever sign up for one, and I don't even blast off the line. I just pedal nonchalant because I know I'm going to pass 80% of them in the first half hour because they all blew their wads trying to chase the rabbit at the very start.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You're going to come in strong closer to Halloween, I think is what you're saying. With like the thing everybody really wants. They're going to be sick and tired of the Starbucks spicy latte, pumpkin spice latte. And in comes
spicy
Tyson.
Spicy latte.
Oh, pumpkin. It says pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice latte.
Spicy,
yeah.
I think in, you know. But what I'm saying is Tyson's some heat there.
Tyson's strategy is pretty good. It's like you're coming in, you're slow to get into the game, but you come in at the right time, just as everyone's getting sick and tired because they've overconsumed pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. And Tyson's got that delicious, whatever, pumpkin.
Something else?
Yeah, well, you know, something new, something seasonal.
Blueberry donut.
There you go.
Mm.
Okay. All right. So happy pumpkin spice latte as we kick off the Starbucks fall menus. Tyson, you have a prediction? When will we get the red cups at Starbucks? That's always a annual.
Oh, that's another thing we do. Yeah, where somebody gets enraged. Yeah. That should be soon, tomorrow. Why don't they do a Halloween theme stuff here? Black.
Soon enough.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Japanese Halloween hamburger that they had? That was Starbucks, orange and black.
Yeah, remember we used to talk about, what was it, like the mermaid
Frappuccino, unicorn Frappuccino.
Yeah, maybe they could do some sort of Halloween frap. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking about the fall season, but here's something that I'm sure you have heard about. This November, something big is going on. An asteroid is on a possible collision course with the Earth.
I couldn't
bring it on.
Beginning of November. Okay. This is, a lot of people are talking about this. A lot of people are saying, okay, hey, guess what else? 2020 asteroid coming. I believe the day before Election Day is when there's.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Hardly. That's not happening.
Yeah.
We're not going to see anything hit the Earth, dude. Mm-hmm. You know how many times I've been told in my life that something's going to hit the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Probably three.
I was going to say, I can't recall any time a group of scientists come out and said there's going to be a direct hit, unless it's a satellite we put up into orbit.
Well, yeah.
So I'd like to hear about these three times. Maybe we
I'm a little skeptical. Danny, I'll put $100 down that we will not see an asteroid hit the Earth. To any significance whatsoever.
I mean, they can track asteroids within our solar system, their entire path.
Listen, so they would know if they any of it. You don't need to explain any of it to me. Just put $100 down, bro.
So what are you betting?
I'm betting that an asteroid does not. Or
yeah, that's what I'm. Why would I say it was going to hit?
Yeah.
We would know if it was going to hit the Earth.
Okay.
Oh, you said it was going to hit the Earth.
No, I never
said
that.
You were warning our listeners.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so I was saying like bring it on.
A 1 in 240 chance that is going to hit the Earth, but it is actually very small. This asteroid, where the NASA asteroid watch says that this is a very small asteroid. It's about 6.5 feet. It's about the size of a refrigerator hitting the Earth. And it's because of its small size that it's going to disintegrate in the atmosphere if it does hit the Earth.
Oh
so
my.
Hitting the Earth.
It may crash into the Earth. There's a 1 in 240 chance that it is going to crash into the Earth.
But the other 240 is that it's going to burn up in the atmosphere.
The other 239 out of 240 is that it's not even going to go into the Earth's atmosphere.
So the question is, what would be the most 2020 target on Earth for this asteroid to hit? You know what I mean? Like, what would be the thing that if this asteroid made all the way down to the surface of the Earth and hit a building, like, what would be like the building you would expect it to hit?
Like whatever the most useful building to the human.
Yeah, like something we all enjoy and love. Yeah. I imagine that's what this asteroid's going to smash into and set on fire.
Maybe Tyson's house.
Pixar Studios.
Yeah, but it on the plus side, if it did hit Tyson's house, rodent problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Done. Yep.
Done. Yeah.
So this is a refrigerator size asteroid. By comparison, the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs was about 6 miles in diameter.
But this isn't even news, because even if they say if it does, quote unquote, hit the Earth, it's not actually hitting the Earth. It's hitting the Earth's atmosphere and burning up before it touches down.
This is just someone seeing a date. Oh, my gosh. Right before the election.
That happens all the time. That happens all the time. Asteroids go into the atmosphere and burn up. That's why those you go outside once in a while and look up at the atmosphere as little fires are happening on it. Mm-hmm. That happens. That's a thing. What is that? I don't even know what it's called. What's it called? An asteroid belt? An asteroid tower?
Yeah. Meteor shower?
Meteor shower. Meteor showers happen all the time.
Happens all the time.
So what? This is just a single drop in a meteor shower? That's worthless.
It's the date that made the news, not necessarily the asteroid itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not even an asteroid.
Well, let's talk about some etiquette when it comes to digital communication, something that we like to talk about here on this podcast. Now, Tyson, do you have a lot of interaction with young people? I know certainly with your daughters, you have a lot of interaction. But what about people like in between the ages of Bergen and Marlo and yourself?
Yeah, because I do VIP game nights.
Yes.
Where you can play games, and generally I skew on my fan base a little bit younger. Generally, I don't know why that is. It's probably just because I'm so cool.
Young at heart.
So I do. They're not that much younger, but you know, in their 20s and 30s, a lot of them. And then I also do our Twitch channel, which a lot of the people on Twitch are younger in general as well. And so for the Rob versus Tyson, which is actually happening tomorrow. Oh, this couldn't have worked out better. we're doing our rewatch party of Heroes versus Villains, the second half of episode one. And everybody on that, not everybody, but a large percentage are younger people, because Twitch is, you know, more technologically advanced, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I do on a regular basis.
Yeah. Now, Danny, you probably, I would imagine, rarely have interaction with young people.
Almost none.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he has siblings younger than him.
Like if I get one text during the day, that's a busy day for me.
Okay.
A phone call, out of this world.
Now, Danny, do you use periods or other punctuation in your text messaging?
So I try. My punctuation skills are pretty poor, and I get really messed up, like where to put commas. And so I either do too many, not enough, but the period I do try to use as much as I can.
Yeah.
That one I know, I don't know for sure, but at least I have a better idea of how to use a period than almost any other punctuation.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lauren,
let me answer that question. I use as much punctuation as I can, even if I not like an absurd amount, but I always use a period. I always use an exclamation point. I always use a comma. I always use
I'm trying to look at what I do
if I can. And
yeah, maybe I should double check.
I do take note when somebody uses no punctuation over and over and over again. And it doesn't really bother me, but it is like weird. Like, let's look through our own text chat of our News AF text chat. Let's see.
No, I don't see much.
Danny, no punctuation. Rob, no punctuation. Danny, mark.
Yeah.
I use a question mark.
I see a period at the end of Danny's message about going to Alaska.
I have some commas.
Yeah. Danny running 5:10 in behind, period, from Danny.
Yeah. Danny's using periods. Rob's using question marks.
You have to use question marks. Nobody's saying get rid of question marks.
Periods. We're not seeing a ton of periods, though.
Yeah, mostly from Danny.
Danny has some periods.
Boom.
Yeah. but I'm not really on here that much. Mm-hmm. You guys, the other, like, you're having conversations without me. Where am I? Why
if
am
anything, I not? Tyson uses exclamation points. That's the most common.
Everything's urgent, Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
A lot depends on who you're talking to and what kind of message you're
Now? Because my phone has automatic responses and I just click that and it'll be like, good, cool, stuff like that. And none of that has punctuation on the back of it.
Okay. Well, let me explain why we're talking about this, because Dr. Lauren Fontaine, she's an assistant professor at the Netherlands Leiden University, and she studies language change. And she says that because of the way we use technology, if you send a text message without a full stop, it's already obvious you've concluded your message. But if you put punctuation on the end of it, a la a period at the end of a sentence, it's almost like that you are forceful, complete stop. That's the end of this. I've said what I had to say. Full stop.
Like a telegram.
Wow.
Boom. It's like, whoa.
What you're saying is periods are too strong.
They're aggressive. You're going to get in trouble for being aggressive.
I mean, it's not all caps. I mean, if you imagine you did all caps, then period.
That's a period.
That's like, hey, stop shouting. But this is,
that's weird.
Full stop is like you say what you have to say, and then you're slamming the table.
Maybe that's why I like them so much.
Now, I wonder, Tyson, do you use periods in your tweets?
Yes,
you do.
Let me check. But check I'm pretty sure that, yes, I actually do.
If you want to be friendly, if you want to have people responding to you.
I use periods. Yes.
Yeah. No.
Dude. Yeah. I use lots of mostly I use periods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Think about it. Maybe you should keep the conversation open.
Okay. Maybe I will. It's crazy that...
what is?
Well, people are taking offense to period?
Mm-hmm. No, but I think that's crazy. We grew up in a time where you had to double space after every period.
Yeah, I remember that.
Always use punctuation so that you could understand. A comma in the wrong place sent the wrong message. And there was just like so much to it. And now it's just like, let's just skip all that BS and write how we wanted to write when we were in second grade.
Well, and have you noticed how the grammar police have given up? Remember early on, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, it was a thing. The grammar police prowled the internet, harassing anyone. Now it's like they've just thrown up their hands and moved to wherever this lady studies.
Yeah.
And this is in accordance with some research from Binghamton University, which says that the exclamation point is the opposite of the full stop. It makes the sender seem sincere and engaged. And maybe because our brain is looking for more clues about these messages that we're getting. In real life, you would look for things like body language and eye contact to sort of tone of voice. You get all that other stuff. In the text era, we're just looking at the words that are there. So we're looking for more clues on the tone and the intent of the sender. So exclamation point's good. What about ending with a comma, Tyson?
You don't ending with a comma.
What about a semicolon?
No, both of those things would make me puke my guts out, dude. That's not even a thing. If you ended a sentence with a comma, I would be like, I can't talk to this person anymore. Is that a thing?
Go dot 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 instead of comma.
Yeah. You go dot 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 instead of comma.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. So one period bad, three periods good.
Yeah.
Ellipses.
Sure.
No comma.
No comma. Do not end any sentence or anything with a comma.
Okay.
How about ending the sentence with an emoji, like a thumbs up emoji?
Yeah, emoji is good.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, I think that's good. But no, do not send text messages with period. Like, you are way too worked up if you're doing that.
Danny. Jeez, I didn't know I was scaring millennials with my punctuation.
That's why you only get like a text a day, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about text messages from my wife? Is she sending me? What's her tone?
All of them. Probably all of them.
Let me see.
She's like, and said it, and.
No, she's not doing a lot of questions by text.
That's naturally.
Her preferred method of communication. Very curious. A lot of questions that need answers.
Well, you want to keep a permanent record when communicating with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, this year has seen a lot of different shutdowns of different facets of sectors of commerce. But one thing that has come back even bigger, plastic surgery, boom, period.
You got to spend your government check on something. You know, I thought it was gold chains. I thought we were all going to get gold chains and we were going to just flaunt
it. Dude, get a twofer on your stimulus money.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So two schools of thought here, Danny, and I would love to know what you think is going on here. Is there a backlog? Were there so many people, they were getting plastic surgery, could not do it. Things are backed up. Boom, plastic surgery explosion. Or has something changed? So many people are on Zoom calls staring at their face all day. Oh, my God, is this what I look like? Is this what I think there is a backlog. Lens? Okay.
I think that's actually a pretty good theory. I think the other one is if you wanted to, during quarantine, emerge like a beautiful butterfly, you know, no one's seen you. No one watched you have the bandages. All of a sudden you emerge more beautiful than ever.
Next time people see me, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Like I want that to be the reaction.
Yeah, exactly. So what better time than now when you're seeing so few people to have all that really, because it makes your face look rough before it looks really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Emerge from quarantine, a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is the first time I've even thought of it, but a lot of people are just on lockdown. Maybe they have gone off their stricter diets and workout plans. And they have a lot of time to look at themselves on the computer or in the mirror or whatever. And there's a lot of it. So you have the backlog coupled with some of that other stuff where people are like, well, I just have to do something to, you know, like I tried wearing pants while we watched TV last night just because I was like, I wore pants out to dinner and because that's what you do. And then I was like, I'm going to try something new and like feel like a real professional here wearing pants. And it was like a bad mistake. I was just like, these are not pajama shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's some other theories. I don't know what, if any of them are accurate, but
I would like to know what the surgeries are that are coming up. Are we doing like pec implants? Are we doing lipo? Are we doing eye work? I think that would help us get a better sense of what's going on here.
Pec implants.
Well,
that was a weird one.
Someone in the chat also said that you need to recover after some plastic surgeries. And now everybody's at home, so you can recover. And some people are probably self-conscious or wanting to hide the fact that they're even getting plastic surgery. So this is like the perfect time to recover without anyone asking where you've been or why you've been absent, et cetera. Mm. So there's a lot of stuff like that. Also, here's my thing. Botox.
Yes.
Yes, that's your thing.
I know somebody
Heart stop.
Botox once in a while.
Yeah.
And they say, don't worry, you won't even notice it. But if you don't notice it, then what's the point of getting it? Ooh. If I'm going to get Botox, I want to have the most.
And I think it's better to say Botox subtle. Face subtle. You don't want to turn into the Catwoman or the Ken doll guy.
What are you paying for?
Catwoman.
Yeah, do you remember the Catwoman? I can't remember her name. She was always in the tabloids. They always call her Catwoman because her eyes slowly became cat-like.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a very slow process.
Ironically, people usually say Joker face when you have too much plastic surgery. So it's interesting that the different Batman villains are getting
Tyson, you want it to be subtle. You want people to think in their head, wow, that person looks good. I can't quite figure out why. That's what you want.
Yeah, I guess so. But the sales pitch for me on Botox is I do such a good job, you won't even notice it.
What about Scrotox?
Mm.
Oh, dude, at least twice a day.
Twice a day.
Got to keep it smooth.
Mm. Yeah. It's like a globe, like one of those glass orbs you shake that have snowflakes. That's what it's like for Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No word if Scrotox has had a boost in popularity. And if this is sort of like, in my mind, incomplete journalism here from CBS Philly.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Dude, it left us with so many hangers that we just don't know. Like, it's a terrible story. We have less information than what.
You know what, though? Those are the best stories for us because then we can just riff.
Here.
Yeah. We fill in all the blanks.
Yeah. Here's a story from Bloomberg.com that they are talking also about the plastic surgery boom. Maybe they have some more details. They describe a summer bump. I don't know if that's something that can be taken care of with plastic surgery.
I was going to say,
Can we be in a trust nest here real quick?
Yeah.
Have any of you guys ever had plastic surgery of any kind?
No, I have not had any plastic surgery procedures.
Me neither.
I'm all natural for now.
Mm-hmm. Same. But you're going to get that testicular augmentation soon.
Yeah, I need it.
They describe a Zoom of doom that they say that they're a Zoom of doom. UK couple who have relied on video calls every night. And then the guy said, oh, my God, I thought I had a little bit of a double chin, but it's all I think about now. I mean, again, this goes back to I'm staring in a mirror all day long on Zoom. Yes.
Yeah.
Zoom of doom.
And the lenses are skewed. They're not always accurate. And so that kind of it's like. Like, I think there was a story we covered a while ago about younger and younger people getting plastic surgery because they're taking so many selfies and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of those are on lenses that are wide lenses shaped differently. So it does like, and it does accentuate your nose and your ears and things like that. And so then people are like, oh my God, my nose is that big. Mm-hmm. And it's.
Well, and we all suffer from that. When you see your own imperfections, they're amplified 10 times, you know, like the zit that you see and it's the size of a baseball, but nobody else even notices.
Not to mention, you know, I'll see a zit.
Back in the day, you take a picture and there was no comment section.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right. So let's talk about a very expensive sandwich that you might be able to order in the city of Chicago. A Chicago restaurant has designed a brand new peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Danny, what's the most you would pay for a PB&J sandwich?
$1.50.
Tyson?
Why? Not the right price.
Yeah. No, it's not the right price. Let's say you're in Alaska on your last breath. You have a $1,000 bill in your wallet, in your backpack. Nothing else, and somebody walks past and they're like, I have one more sandwich.
Well, I mean, you created all of these.
You recently talked about how you ate a sandwich covered in bird poop recently.
Yeah,
without a problem. I bet you I paid less than $2.50 for that sandwich.
$2.50.
So you paid almost twice what you would pay for a regular peanut butter and jelly sandwich without any bird poop on it.
Look, I don't tend to buy sandwiches. I can make myself, which is why I don't go to places that make only cold sandwiches, because it doesn't make sense. Why would I buy a sandwich I could go home and make myself?
Mm-hmm. Listen,
so a PB&J. I'm not going to eat a PB&J at a restaurant because it's just ridiculous. I go home and make one in under a minute and it will cost pennies.
Buying a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at a restaurant to me is mind blowing.
I've never done this in my life. Right.
like Danny said, most cold sandwiches, like a turkey club or whatever, you're like, I have all that stuff at home, easy to fold up.
Yeah.
You only get hot sandwiches if you're going to pay for a sandwich.
Yeah, this is a great point. This is like the, you know, ordering cereal in the diner.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like, what am I paying $7 for this bowl of cereal?
Although the athlete diner at BYU, when I was a college student, you could get all you can eat cereal for $2.
Yeah, but you get that at your mom's house.
I know, but if you weren't living at your mom's house, you go in there and the contest was with all the swimmers was just to clear out the entire restaurant of cereal for like $50 and eat like 30 boxes of cereal. Even though it was the malted meal off brand stuff, it wasn't Lucky Charms. It was like Charmy Oats or whatever they call them. I don't know what they call them.
Okay. This restaurant, Tyson, PB&J, this is now you could go and order the Golden Goose Sandwich, which is on the menu. at a restaurant called PB&J, Pizza Beer and Jukebox, $350.
That is ridiculous.
$350. It is made with toasted, edible, gold leaf bread, all natural peanut butter, Manuka honey from New Zealand, and the world's most expensive seedless red currant jam from France, which according to the menu is hand seeded using goose quills. Tyson, if you were on Survivor and paid $350 for peanut butter and jelly at the Survivor auction, we would say you got a bad deal.
Yeah.
You got ripped off.
Yeah, but you still would be like, yeah, whatever. But here, definitely. This is just a tactic from a restaurant to get that sweet, sweet influencer money, as there's definitely a bunch of buffoons that are showing up to put that on their Instagram story. I love it.
Yeah. Smart. Are they going for that? Or are they going for the news story of what? This sandwich is $350?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just similar to like a world record. You know how you get annoyed with those world records, Tyson? This is a similar kind of thing where they just do something bigger, more expensive, just to get the attention. I bet less than 10 people get this.
Yeah, but all 10 people got it because they heard the news story.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. Yeah, that's true. So they made 3,500 or whatever bucks by this. But I mean, really, this is so stupid.
So stupid. Okay. All right.
But that being said, if they wanted to offer us one for free, I would taste it.
I wouldn't. It doesn't look any better than mine.
You wouldn't? You wouldn't? If they were like, hey, you're in Chicago, why don't you come try our $350 peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And I'd be like, yeah, sure, I definitely will. And then take a bite out of it and then smear the rest of it on my naked chest.
Whoa.
Well, the other problem is I like sandwiches that aren't super messy. And this one you can't pick up. This is a fork and knife. Nope. So it's not really.
I'm out.
Yeah. Are you looking at the picture? This is the stickiest sandwich ever created.
I want peanut butter spread thinly, honey spread thinly. You don't need jam, but if you have jam, spread thinly. Anybody who plops it on there so it goos out the side of the sandwich.
Psychopath.
Yeah, psychopath is right, dude. If you're dripping peanut butter and honey out of your sandwich.
Yeah, no. If I take a bite and I see stuff squeezing out the other end, I almost throw the sandwich away. I'm like, this is ruined now. This is going to drip right onto my freaking pants.
Yeah, those are the type of people who think the old Carl's Jr. ads were appealing.
Oh, who? Yeah. Yeah, those bothered me. I thought, now I'll never eat Carl's Jr.
I do not want a hamburger that's dripping out all over my chest, no matter how sexy my chest is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. A portion of the proceeds goes to Chicago Hopes for Kids, a nonprofit which supports the academic needs of youth living in homeless shelters, but probably not that much, right?
Yeah. Probably not that much. I mean, I don't know how much this currant jam, red currant jam with the seeds picked out by goose quill.
Yeah. Get your goose quill out of my jam.
Yeah, that's the thing. Everybody's going to get the bird flu from this thing.
Does that somehow make it better? Like if I pick my nose with goose quill, will that make it more legit?
Was it a goose that pooped on your sandwich that you ate was that in New Zealand?
I'm going to say it was a seagull.
Oh, okay.
Seagull poop.
There you go. By the way, as we were talking about the plastic surgery boom and Botox, just so you know, to check in on the world's hottest grandmother, hottest grandma, Gina Stewart, she has come out and say that the secret to her beauty is not Botox. So world's hottest grandma does not use Botox.
They always say that.
They always do say that.
Mm-hmm.
Always, whether they're 22 or 102, they will deny. I think that's part of like, for some reason, when you go to get plastic surgery, you as the patient also have to take an oath to deny unless you're at book club. That's the only place you're allowed to acknowledge that you've had plastic surgery is at book club.
Yeah. The world's hottest grandma does say that the secret to her success is cryotherapy freezing treatments. Tyson, how enticing does that sound right now, though?
You know, that does sound pretty good, actually. But also, to me, that counts as a plastic surgery style treatment. So,
yeah.
Now we're what? We're apples to apples type of thing.
Frozen apples. Yeah.
Yeah.
She says it's 3 minutes a session and you literally freeze yourself to 110, negative 110 degrees Celsius for 3 minutes.
How does that work?
By the way,
what does that do?
Minus 230 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
What does that do? What's makes the science behind that?
Grandma, Danny, get in there.
Come on, Danny.
You're not going to need the scrotox after that, Danny.
I just put my scrot in my freezer, just right there in the ice maker.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes every day.
You know, like we're thinking like of our grandmas and stuff. This grandma's 49 years old. She's really only 8 years older than us.
Yeah, but to be fair, my grandma, I saw pictures of her when she was young, like in her 30s. She still looks 70.
Yeah. Yeah. World's Hottest Grandma also had made some headlines this week because Instagram removed one of her more risque pictures. That's what she's also famous for. She's Australian.
Wow.
But she wears a Yankees hat. So,
well, she's trying to appeal to the Northern Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us away to your cryogenically enhanced bolt hole?
Yes, let me guide you.
Okay, here we go. Take it away, Danny.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes.
A nocturnal emission.
I have two stories. Both fascinate me. They involve simulations.
Yes. That we're in one?
Trying to, yeah, okay. Since you went that way, that's the one I'll talk about. So, they've come up with a way that we could find out if we are living in a simulation. You guys
are, right?
Spitballing? What's that?
We are, right?
Well, we can find out.
Okay. Yeah.
We have to crash it like a computer.
Oh, no.
And they finally came up with a way that we could crash it and find out if we do, in fact, live in a simulation.
This is a bad idea.
And the way that we could do that is to create a simulation here and then have our simulation create a simulation there. And eventually we would reach a point where we would hope to crash the entire simulation and reboot.
This is like some Inception type stuff of like, okay, we need to go in the dream, make the person go to sleep, go in the dream even further. This is a bad idea.
It has a name. I'm trying to find it. There's a term for it when you overload the computer and eventually you crash it. Gosh, it has like a cool little name.
Not for anything. If this is a simulation, do we want to crash it?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? We would. Oh, and the other way we would know is if,
like in the Matrix, like in the.
Well, that would be terrifying. If I wake up as a human battery, then it's like whenever I watch The Matrix, I always thought I'd want to be plugged back in.
Plug me back in.
Plug me back in.
I haven't seen The Matrix all the way through the entirety of any of them.
You didn't miss much.
Yeah, they're not great. But the one thing that came out of that is that I do want to be plugged back in. But here's another way we could find out without crashing the computer that's running our simulation. If we try to create a simulation similar to the one we're living in, our own little simulated universe, but for some reason we continually hit dead ends and are unable to do it, that could also be a sign that we live in a simulation and that they've put restraints on us creating our own simulation to keep us from crashing the simulation they've created for us.
Hmm. Well,
this is just a matter of checking things off the list. Okay, not in a simulation. That's why I say you do it, because she's like, now we can tell Elon Musk, who believes we are in a simulation, or at least has mentioned it, not in a simulation. We check that box.
So let's say
move on.
If we were in a simulation and then we broke the simulation and woke up, would we be the people that we are?
No. We would cease to exist. We're not. This is a computer program where it's like SimCity on a godlike scale.
Yeah. So then when I wake up,
you don't wake up.
Yeah.
You're not waking up. The game resets itself.
Simulation.
Caveman suddenly reappears. being eaten by a saber-toothed tiger.
We're not doing a human battery, like the Matrix, like something's linked up.
No, Rob threw that in, but that's not what I would think. I would think the whole thing would crash. We would disappear. Memory would be wiped. The person playing the game probably throws up his hands and is like, dude, I've played this stupid game for like 1 million years.
No reality.
Well, it would start over. So wherever the game, the simulation started, you'd think just like when a computer crashes, it would start again at that point. Have you ever had like a game crash on you or working on a project and it crashes?
I mean, go back to the save spot.
Save spot, or yeah. You have to reload everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I say we do it because it would be cool just to be able to create our own simulation. Also, kind of remember scary. To
create our own simulation, would we?
Well, that's one of the ideas. Maybe we could, or maybe we wouldn't be able to because the person who created our simulation put in safety protocols that doesn't allow us to do it.
I think that we could create a simulation. I don't think that there's a rule that we can't create a simulation.
Yeah, but we'd have to create the simulation right now in the simulation, then hard reset. And somehow design it so that the new simulation took effect as soon as we hit the reset button.
No. What has to happen is we have to build a simulation. Then that simulation has to build a simulation within itself.
Okay.
And then that has to keep going until eventually it overloads the universe and crashes everything.
Yeah, I think we can do that. Let me just put it down.
What's the upside here? So you could tell Elon Musk to stuff it.
Yeah, it's like check that off the box. Plus, think how cool it'd be if we could create a galaxy-like simulation. I mean, we'd become
the game genie of this simulation.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
How do we get that like power up?
Yeah, who is controlling the simulation currently?
I don't know. Would we want to know? It's probably some teenager.
With Cheetos on his sweatpants. Government. Mm-hmm. The Macedonian government.
Some kid, some teen in Macedonia.
So, I don't know. Is that what they tried to do with Animal Crossing, Danny? Try to have a million simulations going on then simultaneously to crash the network?
Could be. I read something today that talked about how they feel like we're in a simulation. I can't remember what it is, but if I do, I'll let you know. I don't think we're in a simulation, but I would like to have this. Just let's remove this from the list of possibilities.
Okay.
Boom. Not in a simulation.
Boom. All right. Tyson, you think we're in a simulation?
If we were in a simulation, could I do this to myself right now?
Ah. What's weird that if it was a simulation, I love how the simulation programmed Tyson.
I think you could do that.
I love how the simulation has Tyson battling rodents. Mm-hmm. Like that was written into the code. Like, hey, this guy Tyson's going to grow up, move to Arizona, record 110 days, battling rodents. Like that was his simulation
from the get go. And then they were
get go.
And a little backstory. It will throw him on reality TV a couple times. Is a simulation within a simulation. And
like what a crazy character to write.
Right. And then they're like, and he's hilarious. They have to have like a whole team of joke writers, probably just like plugging shit into my brain nonstop. So,
yeah, I don't know. Crazy. It blows my mind.
What do you think are working on my dialogues and monologues nonstop?
Probably.
Oh, they like, probably have a team. Team Tyson.
30, 40. Yeah.
30 or 40 people, joke writers. Yeah. That's right. At least.
Okay.
So. Well, I mean, if it's worth it to them, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Danny, anything else from the bolt hole?
No. I mean, that's good enough. Something to chew on.
I mean, I just want to say that if this is a simulation, like, you guys are doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm with you. Improve my life if you could in whatever capacity you see fit.
Are you talking to the simulator creators right now?
Yes.
Is this you reaching out to them? Okay.
Yes. Yes. So winning the lotto 2 times in a row would be pretty cool. And Danny, what do you have anything you'd want the simulators to
help? No, I don't want to mess up.
Even a bigger penis or anything?
No, I think I could get those, especially with the plastic surgery boom going on.
That's true.
You got to wait.
Also, stimulus money.
I'd show up at the next dinner party with a giant bulge and be like, whoa, like when did that happen?
You go to dinner parties?
No, this is, it's all fantasy. I'm
you would then, if you had some sort of genital enhancement, you would go to more dinner
parties. Yeah, now I'd have something to talk about. Like, it'd be a conversation starter for sure.
But if you did it through plastic surgery methods, would you admit?
Oh, see, the simulation guy, he was getting too close.
Yeah, see? Yeah, he did. He glitched out.
They glitched
him. Because they're creating a loop.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Danny, to answer Tyson's question, that if you had gone through plastic surgery to would you brag to people about it, or would just not mention it?
I think
if
the simulation had me programmed me to get enlargement, that's definitely a showpiece.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would want people to know. You'd probably wear the tightest pants.
Yeah,
you could possibly afford
it up. You wouldn't talk.
You wouldn't bring it up. You wouldn't bring it up. But I think that you'd want to show it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, you're not going to pay that kind of money for something and not show it off. So I'd go out and get those. What are those pants? The pants that I should be wearing?
Oh, the Gong Show jeans.
So I'd get my Gong Show jeans and have Liz take in the crotch area and the waist.
You shouldn't buy Gong Show jeans then if you want to have them taken in.
But I need them to fit my thighs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the problem. So yeah, that's probably wear a lot of spandex. Probably ride my bike a little bit more than some spandex shorts.
Okay.
Speaking
of clothes, today is also on August 25th. It is not just the launch of Pumpkin Spice Lattes. It's also National Secondhand Wardrobe Day.
Oh, that's basically kids. That's for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kids are all wearing secondhand stuff.
Did you wear any secondhand clothes, Danny?
I used to go down to the secondhand market and buy used clothes. Thinking about it now makes me want to gag, but I used to do that.
Okay.
Novelty items, you know, like cowboy shirts and stuff like that.
Tyson, I thought that they got you.
Something happened. I'm going to check my lotto tickets.
Yeah. Okay. Tyson, happy National Secondhand Wardrobe Day.
Second wardrobe?
Secondhand
wardrobe day. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. I don't even know if I have any secondhand clothes anymore. I probably do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to mostly wear those, but then I stopped.
Yeah.
So that is crazy that they must have heard us talking about them, right?
Yeah, I think so. All right. Probably a good time to wrap up then.
Yeah.
Sure.
Before something else bad happens.
Do you mean wrap up?
Ooh, nice.
So. Yeah, we could say it that way.
Okay.
Danny, what else is going on? Any adventures coming up soon?
No, I mean, I've got a bunch that I'm working on here at home editing. So I try to put them up on Mediocre Amateur every 2 weeks, but for the first time this summer, I actually have a backlog. So yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen a News AF bump on Mediocre Amateur?
Actually, I'm sure that I have a slow trickle, which, you know, that's nice. Slow organic growth.
Yeah.
Better than you don't think there's a Venn diagram of people that enjoy absurd news podcasts and people who also enjoy extreme nature activities?
Well, I know there's overlap because I get comments that only News AF listeners get, and I love that.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty hilarious. Like, people will comment on it and they'll drop little inside jokes, and I really like that.
But there's no schism in the Mediocre Amateur community between News AF listeners and Mediocre Amateur purists.
No, I think that they would overlap pretty well.
Okay. Their love of Danny unites them.
Their love of not being super serious probably would unite them.
Okay. All right. So check that out. And Tyson, I know tomorrow night, Boston Rob versus Tyson.
Yep.
Coming up.
And yeah, so we have the watch party, the Heroes versus Villains watch party first. And then we have the Rob versus Tyson Survivor Trivia Night. And what else do I have going on?
Rodent patrol.
The Rodent Wars. Yeah. We'll see if I have.
I can't get over that. That's like all I'm going to think about today is Tyson out on Rodent Patrol.
Dude. So what I do, I'll walk you through a typical day of Rodent Patrol for me.
Yeah.
So first off, I go out. Do you want to start in the night?
What are you wearing?
Night or morning? What are we doing? Are we starting
the
day in the morning?
Night. Night's more dramatic.
Okay, so night. So right before I go to bed, I've already brushed my teeth and everything. Maybe it's like 10 or 11 p.m. So I'm just in like t-shirt and shorts, put my flip-flops in, on, take a flashlight out to my backyard and walk the perimeter of my back fence all the way around and look for any rodent holes, any dig marks against the house or the fence or any rodents. If I see a rodent, I run and turn the hose on full blast. I scare it into a hole and then I run and get the hose, turn it on full blast and hose it out of the hole. Mm-hmm. And if I don't see any rodents, but I see holes, I will fill them up with water and then jump on them to smash the ground around them in and then put rocks over them. And then if I, and then I do that same thing kind of in the morning, I walk around, fill any holes in, and then I put rodent repellent anywhere where they have been digging. But this morning, pretty successful. Not a single hole dug in the ground.
You're winning the war. Mm-hmm.
I'm winning the war. I should send you pictures of my neighbor's front yards, dude. They have dig holes all over.
Well, yeah. You help contribute to that.
Well, and they don't have Tyson and self rodent pest control working on their property 24/7 like I am. It's a full-time job.
Sounds like it.
Oh yeah. I am also pickleball influencing. I'm still doing that. So big things to come in the world of
a rodent war influencer.
No, that's something that's purely a hobby.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
So,
all right. Well, follow Tyson. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram, Facebook at Tyson Apostle
and TikTok
and TikTok as well.
Yep.
TikTok rodent battles, I think, would be very hot.
You think?
Yeah. Danny would tune in.
Danny, would you tune in to rodent battles?
That's one person. Yeah.
Rodent wars?
Yeah.
But I don't have any more rodents, dude. I had a clean check bill of health this morning.
They're gathering their forces.
That may be.
Mm-hmm. They're just regrouping. All right. Very fun news AF today. Thank you so much for joining us. I had a lot of fun talking through everything. We will be back next Tuesday for more news AF. Take care. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
We did it, guys.